to address the commission. Please come to the microphone, state your name and address for the record. We need to ensure we get everything recorded and keep the meeting in order, so please come forward to speak. The county has a few administrative items to take care of before a public hearing. First order of business will be to elect officers for the 2019-2020 Planning Commission year. First, we need a motion for election of chairman for the year.
Second the motion.
I have a motion and a second to nominate Todd Hildebrand for chairman. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Aye. Motion carries. Next, I need a motion for nomination of a vice chair for the year. I nominate Bob Jordan.
Second the motion.
I have a motion and a second to nominate Bob Jordan for the vice chair. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Next, we need to approve our minutes from our regular meeting on June 20th, 2019. Can I get a motion to approve those minutes?
Second the motion.
I have a motion and a second to approve the minutes as submitted. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. The first item on our agenda tonight is case 19.03COZ, Scanlon Rezoning. Megan, could you please present the case?
Yes, Mr. Chairman and Board. Again, zoning case 19.03COZ. The applicant is Joyce Scanlon, and she is requesting to rezone property currently zoned I-1 Light Industrial to RR Rural Residential. The request is to bring the property into conformance with the zoning regulations, as the currently permitted use on the property, which is a single-family dwelling, is non-conforming. It's Lot 5 of the Wrangler Estates subdivision, which puts it on the east side of Little Powder River Road on the south side of Lariat Court. It's a 2.5-acre lot, and there's an existing home and shop on the property. To the north, south, and east is Wrangler Estate Subdivision, zoned I-1 and RR, and to the west are large-acre tracts, which are a mix of light and heavy industrial and unzoned properties. The joint city-county future land use map designates this area as residential. It is an existing subdivision that was platted in 1994. The single-family dwelling was first placed on the lot in 1997 with the I-1 zoning designation, and it has continued as a non-conforming use since. In 2005, the county also allowed the mobile home to be replaced. So with that, staff recommends approval of the rezoning. The east side of Little Powder River Road is designated as residential use, so the rezoning will remove the I-1 zoning directly adjacent to RR zoning, which is not currently allowed within our regulations, and it also brings the property into conformance with the regulations. So with that, staff recommends approval of the rezoning request. I can try to answer any questions you have. It looks like the applicant didn't make it. So.
Can I get a motion to approve case number 19.03COZ, Scanlon Rezoning?
I motion to approve case 19.03COZ, Scanlon Rezoning.
Second it.
With a motion and a second and no further comments, Melissa, can you poll the commission?
Thank you, Chairman Hildebrand. The motion is to recommend approval of case number 19.03COZ, Scanlon Rezoning. Commissioner Siebenaller?
Yes.
Commissioner Williams?
Yes.
Commissioner Jordan?
Yes.
Commissioner Matlick?
Yes.
Chairman Hildebrand?
Yes.
Motion carries.
The second item on our agenda is case number 19.04COZ, Sam's Rezoning. Megan, could you please present the case?
Yes, Mr. Chairman and Board. Case number 19.04COZ, the applicants are Thomas and Casey Sams, and they are requesting to rezone property currently zoned RS Residential Suburban to AL Agriculture. The request is being made to promote development of a greenhouse, market garden, tree farm on the property. They have no plans for a residence or residential use of the property at this time. It is Lot 25 of the Wind Dancer 2 subdivision, which puts the property on the east side of Highway 50 on the north side of Moon Dancer Street. It is 27.81 acres in size, and to the south and east is the Wind Dancer subdivision, zoned RS and AL. To the north and west are larger acre tracts, also zoned AL. The joint future land use map designates this area as residential or rural general. The property adjacent to the east was also recently zoned to AL agriculture. The county has seen previous rezoning requests for the Wind Dancer 2 subdivision, most for the purpose of placing a mobile or HUD home on a property. This rezoning request is for the intent of placing a retail greenhouse on the property. At this time, the applicant has indicated there's no intention for residential use of the property. However, that would be allowed under the AL zone. Staff is recommending approval of the rezoning as the AL district is the most appropriate for the applicant's intended use. While commercial in nature, the scope of the commercial uses allowed in the ag district is limited versus uses permitted within the C1 general commercial district. Agricultural retail is compatible with the nearby residential, and the property is directly adjacent to the Highway 50 right-of-way. The applicant has also indicated their intent to request an approach or access directly off Highway 50. Location of the property at the edge of the subdivision helps to mitigate the impacts of light agriculture retail on the residential areas. So with that, staff recommends approval of the rezoning request, and the applicant is in the audience.
Any questions?
We don't have the neighborhood here, so.
I do have a couple questions. That's fine. Go ahead and state your name and stuff for the record, name and address.
Thomas Sams. Yeah, address is 641 Parr Drive.
Well, thank you for coming tonight, Thomas. First, I want to preface this by saying please don't take this personal. But I do have a couple questions. I'm curious as to why you're asking essentially for forgiveness and you didn't come for permission before you bought the lot.
I was under the impression I had to own it to see about rezoning.
Yeah, I would say that he, he hasn't constructed anything.
I did. Contact staff before we purchase the property.
With Mr. Sams regarding what would be the appropriate zoning for the use of his property. But I think it was more appropriate that the person he bought it from as well, if they would have come in here and asked for the ag zoning, it wouldn't have probably gone the same. As just because of the issues we've seen in this neighborhood and the surrounding properties and rezoning requests that have been before you before.
And I understand that, and I guess that's a little bit of my concern, is this subdivision seems to be, we have it zoned and now everybody wants something different.
But we did send out the surrounding property owner letters on this rezoning case. Everyone was notified. It was published. I encourage Mr. Sams to contact the surrounding property owners, which I believe he did. Those issues we've mitigated in the past with a rezoning request in a room full of neighbors versus the most recent ones by other property owners and no one. It's a valid question. I'm trying to be PC too, so.
You have no intention of putting residents out there?
Not in the foreseeable future. We're pretty happy in Westover. If we can get lots of trees established and a shop to base the business out of and established out there, maybe in 8 years or so, we would consider building a home out there, but not at the moment.
This property, so is your shop going to have a septic system on it?
Anticipate it probably would, yes.
Have to as a commercial building. And the property, you know, the floodplain is in depicted in your exhibit in the packet. So the property is somewhat limited on developable areas. So the applicant will have to take that into consideration. But all commercial buildings require a full building permit in the county, so it would go through review.
And a soil analysis of that ground out there, because that's some pretty tough ground for a leach field. We could take what they require, the minimum, or it might take a little bit more than that. So your site plan could be challenging. I mean, I think you can handle a shop and a couple greenhouses there and stuff like that, but if you were to put any kind of a residence, have to go to a second leach field, you're definitely going to challenge that creek bottom, the type of soils you have. I watched that entire section of ground out there. I keep thinking, man, they're building septic systems that may not flow the way they should.
Megan, I have a question for you in terms of this. Obviously, you're planning to hang on to this for long term. If we rezone this agriculture, what's the limit on the commercial side with an agricultural zoning?
That's a good question.
Because going forward, then, if we rezone this, there would be no guarantee that this would stay just the tree farm with a shop.
Right. So my biggest concern, if Mr. Sams were to not move forward with his plans and sell the property, is the mobile homes. Someone buys it to put a mobile home or more than one on there. You could have two on there versus somebody doing other commercial, because the only commercial use is allowed in the ag. Agriculture, general, light, retail, mineral extraction, bed and breakfast, a church, a golf course, greenhouse, a vet clinic, school, an airport.
So given your concern about the potential for mobile homes and the outcome of the last time that we visited the rezoning, what about a conditional use permit as opposed to complete rezoning?
That's a valid suggestion. I'd say the Planning Commission could consider that, conditional using the greenhouse in the RS district.
That would preserve the RS district
area.
For the area, would allow you to do what you need to do, but should something happen and you sell the property, would not allow free rein for someone else.
A good reminder, that was advice pushed towards us with the last one, so. I definitely say that's worth discussion, or if the Mr. Chairman, if you and the commissioners would choose to table it or deny the rezoning request and recommend he proceed with a conditional use.
Just taking a minute reading the, remind myself some of the conditions. On your approach for Highway 50, you'll do that north part, then your little drawing or show you're going to come in. You're not going to use Moon Dancer as your access. You're going to use an approach from the...
I'm working with the DOT right now to 660 feet from the next approach north from there is where it needs to be, which is pretty close to poor drainage right there where the creek is. So I've been in contact with the Corps of Engineers and the state. Trying to push that access point less than their minimum requirements to put it in a better spot for issues with drainage impact on the creek.
What's your backup plan if the DOT comes back and and says no.
I can still build it. It's just going to be more intensive, possible retaining features to keep the road up. It won't be built so you could get like tractor trailer in there very easily. You'd have to be light vehicle access.
One sketch shows that you might be combining with the neighbor's driveway. Is that?
I don't want to allow access.
Which sketch is that, Kurt? Which?
It's this one here.
That's the DOT was pushing hard
for. Directly below the drainage.
To do the shared access, and he didn't
share
want to
an
do
access,
that.
And
it's too bad.
The DOT was against that.
No, that's what they really want to do, but he doesn't want to.
That would line his access up too with the dull knife across the street.
So your access looks like on this drawing list. It's just a layout of scale. You're looking at a two-lane coming in, wide enough to support trucks coming in, or just going to be just the way the drawing happens to look?
It's probably just the way it looks. It would be nice to get
turn a big enough swing in
the
truck in there to, yeah, there's.
So you have to be 660 feet south of that neighboring access point. Okay.
So if they don't grant that access point there, are you going to have to come in from the Moon Dancer and then find out somebody to skirt that ridge and come back in to service your property?
Well, like I said, I think they'll still grant me the access at the 660 feet point, but it's going to be less than ideal. It's fine to enter the property from Moon Dancer, but there's no crossing either. Which, you know, to get, you know, I don't know, it's just not ideal. Ideally, the place of business would be on the north portion of the land, but it's not very accessible. It's a challenge.
I would definitely recommend you go out now. Excuse me.
Sorry.
I would definitely recommend you go out and take a soil sample and do your drainage stuff and your perk test and all that for your septic, because it might dictate we actually build and change your plans.
Any other questions?
To challenge piece of ground. I saw the for sale sign drive by every day thinking.
That's why I like it too, the contour. it lends itself to growing trees and gardens down there in the bottom, you know, water table.
So you're going to be doing bringing trees and do potted type trees or just put them right in the ground?
Some of both. I've already been planting trees on the property already, permanent trees, and there'll be a lot more permanent trees put in, and then establish a tree yard that you can sell trees out of between purchased trees and trees planted from almost seed too.
Which land?
It's a methane well on it that we're looking into it. I got quotes on a water well.
Definitely wish you luck. Have no more discussion for me and myself.
Can I get a motion to approve case number 19.04 COZ, Sam's rezoning?
Motion for approval of enclosure 2904 COZ, Sam's rezoning.
Second the motion.
With no further comments, Melissa, can you poll the commission?
Thank you, Chairman Hildebrand. The motion is to recommend approval of case number 19.04 COZ Sam's Rezoning. Commissioner Siebenhaller.
Yes.
Commissioner Williams.
Yes.
Commissioner Jordan.
Yes.
Commissioner Matlick.
Yes.
Chairman Hildebrand.
No.
Motion carries.
You're welcome. I just would have liked to have seen the conditional use permit versus the full.
Change your application.
Thank you for coming. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
If you have any further questions about these cases, it sounds like Megan might have some further discussion for you. Please contact her. Megan, do we have any old business?
We don't, just that you all do have cases on the schedule for next month, which would be our regular meeting on August 15th. Yep, 15th. And welcome to our newest planning commissioner, Mr.
Welcome, Mr. Siebenhaller.
Thank you.
And old business, congratulations on updating the zoning regulations they passed.
Thank you very much. There was a lot of hard work on your part. We all appreciate that.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Mr. Hildebrand, on your renewal of your promotion.
Railroading. Thank you. If I'm absent, this will be your chair.
Sure to forfeit your schedule.
Well, thank you, Megan. With no further items on the agenda, I adjourn the meeting.